Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pure Multifamily REIT LP First Quarter Results Conference Call. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. This call is being recorded on May 10th, 2018. I would now like to turn the conference over to Pure Multifamily's Vice President, Investor Relations, Andrew Greig. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrew Greig, VP of Investor Relations for Pure Multifamily REIT LP, and I would like to welcome you all to our discussion of our 2018 Q1 financial results. We will keep our opening remarks on this call brief, trusting that you've had a chance to review our consolidated financial statements and related MD&A dated May 9, 2018, for the 3 months ended March 31, 2018. If not, the documents are available on our website at puremultifamily.com under the Investor Information section or on SEDAR. With me today on the call are CEO Steve Evans, CFO Scott Shillington, and Senior VP Samantha Adams. Following our formal remarks, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up your question. Before we get underway, I would like to make a safe harbor statement. The following discussion will include forward-looking statements that involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to be materially different from future results expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. These statements reflect current expectations of management regarding future events and operating performance, and Pure Multifamily assumes no obligation to update or revise them to reflect new events or circumstances, except as required by law. For a further description of the forward-looking statements, including risk factors relating to our company and business that could cause actual results to differ materially from the results discussed in the forward-looking statements, please refer to our MD&A dated May 9, 2018, which is available on SEDAR or on our website at puremultifamily.com. I would now like to pass the discussion on to our CEO, Steve Evans.
Thanks, Andrew, and thanks everyone for joining us today. I'm sure many of you on this call will be wanting to ask questions regarding the recent Pure Multifamily strategic review processes that is being spearheaded by the Special Committee of Independent Directors. Due to its confidential nature, we will not be answering questions about the process, but what we can say today is that the Special Committee has been formed to explore all options to maximize unitholder value, including the potential sale of the REIT. On April 24, 2018, as part of the comprehensive strategic review process, we announced that our special committee had entered into confidentiality agreements with multiple interested parties. In addition, we will not be providing any comments on the recent advance notice of potential dissident nominees, as we have not seen any public documentation regarding the motivation or any credible rationale for altering the makeup of the Board of Directors during a strategic review process whose primary reason for existing is to maximize the value for the unit holders. Pure Multifamily has a highly credible Board of Directors composed of real estate veterans with a history of delivering value for unit holders. The Pure Multifamily Board follows a high standard of corporate governance and fully understands their obligations to maximize value for unit holders. It is interesting to note that two of our board members, Rob King, chair of the special committee, and myself, are both directors of Pure Industrial Real Estate Trust, which recently negotiated a very successful sale of the REIT to Blackstone for $3.8 billion, representing full value for all unit holders at a 27% premium to Pirate's NAV. I would like to reiterate that Pure Multifamily has already proposed a full complement of seven experienced directors. The deadline to vote by proxy is May 22nd at 11 a.m. Vancouver time, and we strongly encourage unitholders to vote in favor of the Pure Multifamily nominees. We are very pleased to announce our strong Q1 results. I would now like to pass things over to Scott Shillington, our CFO, for his comments on our financial performance.
Thanks, Steve. Before going through the financial highlights for the quarter, I'd like to note that all amounts stated on this call reflect Pure Multi's interest as disclosed in the MD&A. We feel Pure Multi's interest provides the most useful information to the unitholder looking at our financial results. Within the MD&A, we have provided a reconciliation that reflects these adjustments. Looking at our Q1 2018 results versus Q1 2017, same property rental revenue increased by 4% which was driven by an increase in same property average rent of 1%, an increase in same property physical occupancy of 150 basis points, and a decrease in same property rental concessions of 34.8%. This all led to same property net rental income, which increased by 9.7%. Adjusted same property net rental income, which normalizes the property management fees over the periods and eliminates any income resulting from prior period property tax refunds received, increased by 4.7%. I'd like to note that same property net rental income increased. The increase of 4.7% was achieved even with a same property tax expense increase of 10.2% across the properties over the same periods. At March 31st, 2018, we reported debt to gross book value ratio of 53.7%, total portfolio leased occupancy of 96.5%, an increase of 150 basis points over the December 31st, 2017 number, and our weighted average year of construction of the portfolio was 2007, or just over 10 years of age. For the 3 months ended March 31st, 2018, G&A as a percent of revenue was 6%. Included in G&A expenses are corporate level costs and all property management related expenditures subsequent to the internalization of the property management function in 2017. During the first quarter, Pure Multifamily incurred approximately $170,000 of expenditures related to the strategic review process, which is currently ongoing. Excluding these costs results in a G&A as a percent of revenue of 5.4% for the quarter. During the quarter, our FFO and AFFO payout ratios began to normalize as our FFO payout ratio was 100.2%, or 9.4 cents per unit, and our AFFO payout ratio was 106.5%, or 8.8 cents per unit. After removing the $170,000 of non-recurring costs associated with the strategic review process, the FFO payout ratio was 97.9%, or 9.6 cents per unit, and the AFFO payout ratio was 104%, or 9 cents per unit. With a number of our newer properties still going through a stabilization and lease-up period, we expect our run rate FFO and AFFO payout ratio to be in the low to mid 90% range, respectively. I'll now turn things over to Samantha, who will comment on our operations for the quarter.
Thanks, Scott. Having worked through the challenges of internalizing in 2017, during this past quarter, we were able to concentrate on operations, and we worked diligently to reduce or eliminate any rental concessions being granted to new tenants in locations featuring new supply, and focus on continuing to improve our occupancy across the entire portfolio, providing us with the ability to raise rents as efficiently as possible. We continue to diligently monitor and manage our cost structure as well, something that our new systems have been very good at identifying and assisting us with. Our same property Dallas portfolio experienced a softer quarter than the prior quarter, and the same property occupancy remained essentially flat quarter over quarter. Our same property revenue growth for Dallas was 2.9% Q1 over Q1, and the NOI for Dallas increased 4.9% quarter over quarter, or 0.4% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. Despite the overall occupancy remaining essentially flat, a few of our properties in Dallas experienced higher than anticipated vacancy in the quarter due to very extreme winter weather, extreme for Dallas that is, and higher turnover and marketing costs as a result. However, we believe that this is short-term in nature. In Houston, our properties continue to demonstrate strength. Physical occupancy in Q1 2018 was 98% versus 94.9% in Q1 of 2017. As a result of our higher occupancy, revenues increased 6.6% quarter over quarter, and our Houston properties delivered average rent growth of 1.8%, as well as NOI growth of 12.4% or 9.2% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. With respect to San Antonio, the same property numbers are continuing to improve. On a same property basis, our physical occupancy increased by 4.4% Q1 over Q1, and revenues increased by 5.4% for the quarter. Although same property average rent experienced a slight decline of approximately 1% due to our push to increase occupancy and eliminate concessions, the NOI improved quarter over quarter, increasing by 22.4% or 15% when normalizing property management fees and property tax refunds. We continue to experience growth at our Phoenix property, which is in the Chandler submarket. Sambresis delivered 6.3% NOI growth, or 1.4% when normalizing property management fees and tax refunds, quarter over quarter. The physical occupancy of this property decreased by 2.2% this quarter. However, same property average rent increased by 4%, which resulted in same property revenues increasing by 2%. On a portfolio-wide basis, we increased our weighted average rental rate to $1,269 per occupied unit, or $1.39 per square foot for the first quarter of this year, compared to $1,240 average rental rate per occupied unit, or $1.36 per square foot for the same quarter of last year. I will now turn things back over to Steve to wrap up.
Thanks, Samantha. As we finish the formal portion of our remarks, I would like to repeat, we are pleased to deliver another strong quarter for Pure Multifamily unit holders. As a reminder, in 2017, we completed the internalization of our property management function, further deleveraged our balance sheet, geographically diversified our portfolio, and improved the average age of our portfolio to just over 10 years of age. These efforts are part of a board-approved strategy to high-grade our Class A multifamily apartment portfolio, create a conservative and flexible financial profile, lock in historic low interest rates, and to build out our management platform to support the continued growth of our business. With the transformation of the property management internalization behind us in 2017, we were able to remain focused on operations at our properties and continue to execute on our strategic business initiatives. We're extremely pleased with the strong results achieved to date in 2018. With our results announced today, we reported Q1 2018 same property NOI growth results of over 4%, something that we've been able to deliver at a minimum in 13 of our last 17 reporting quarterly periods. That is all of our periods that we've reported same property NOI results since our inception. According to Bloomberg data, Pure Multifamily's total unit holder return from IPO in July 2012 until April 25th in Canadian dollar terms delivered total unit holder returns of 180.3%, which ranks us as the number one REIT in Canada when comparing total shareholder return out of all 46 Canadian REITs. On an unaffected basis, if you analyze that same Bloomberg data from IPO to March 30th, which would represent our unit pricing just before the Electric America press release came out, our total unit holder returns in Canadian dollar terms equate to 138%, or the third best REIT in all of the Canadian REIT universe for that period. Looking ahead, U.S. tax reform changes have created fertile ground for positive economic growth in the U.S., and job growth, especially in our target markets, continues to be very positive. Despite interest rate fears, we believe that pure multifamily real estate, is a defensive asset class, and we have worked to insulate the REIT from interest rate increases by extending our mortgage debt over 7, 10, 12, and 15-year terms. We currently have a weighted average term to maturity of approximately 9 years, and a very low fixed weighted average mortgage interest rate of 3.72%. Industry reports suggest that demand for apartments will be further sustained by rising mortgage rates, which will increase monthly payments on purchased homes. And as well, the new U.S. tax reforms have actually reduced several economic incentives that previously benefited homeowners. We believe Pure Multifamily continues to be an excellent vehicle for investors to obtain exposure to the robust and growing U.S. multifamily marketplace. So on behalf of the management team at Pure Multifamily REIT, I'd like to thank our employees and directors for their hard work and loyalty, and of course I'd like to thank our unit holders for their continued support. And with that, I'd like to open up the lines for any questions that anybody may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have a question, please press star followed by one on your touch tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before pressing any keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Your first question is from Fred Blondeau from Echelon Wealth Partners. Fred, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning in Vancouver.
Hey, Fred.
I got two quick questions for you. First, if I remember well, your base scenario was that new supply in your existing and target markets would be either essentially absorbed or would somewhat normalize in the course of 2018. I was wondering, what are your views at the moment on new supply in your markets?
We basically have the view you just described. They're being soaked up and absorbed, and we project that demand in the not too distant future will continue to outstrip supply. So it was sort of a short-term in nature oversupply.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the same thing in Dallas, I guess. You're not too concerned about Texas in general and Dallas?
Correct.
And Samantha, I sorry about that. I missed the adjusted same-store NOI growth in Dallas.
In Dallas, the adjusted one, sorry?
Yeah.
0.4.
0.4. Perfect.
Correct.
Thank you. That's it for me. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press star followed by 1. Your next question is from Dean Wilkinson from CIBC World Markets. Dean, please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Okay, start with Scott. I'm going to try and keep this not dry and not boneheaded. Can you reconcile for me the 9.7 to 4.7 on the year-over-year? I get the 300 basis points on the property management. It would then imply that there's like 200 basis points from the property tax appeals. Would that be something in the order of $300,000? And can you kind of break that down for us?
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me, but yeah, so it's the property management fees as well. So what we did to normalize it, we put a 2.5% property management fee in this year, and we made last year's 2.5% as well to make that equal, because we're running it basically at 2.5% on our own internal property management platform. And then we had two property tax refunds that came in Q1 of 2017. I don't have the specific numbers in front of me how much they were, but those were the differences.
Okay, I think that was something in the order of 60 or 70,000. So that would explain the difference, because I was running it at 3. So
okay.
I think that gets me there. Okay. And then, Steve, I was just wondering, and it's not the process, but as you're going through the process, the decision by the board to deal with the option plan or the deferred unit plan for the management team, I assume that this is something that had to have predated sort of getting into a process. And can you sort of maybe explain sort of how that was being thought of or sort of where how the board got there, in that, you know, obviously
sure.
The size of the company has grown and sort of the things around that?
Absolutely. Thanks for the question, Dean. So the restricted unit plan was, I guess you could call it right-sized based on the growth of our REIT. And it was done in consultation with Huggison, who is our compensation consultant that the board utilized for setting our compensation packages to be kind of leading edge in compliance with the sorts of things that Glass Lewis and ISS look for in terms of the makeup of that plan. And that plan includes restricted unit plan, which was increased to 2 million units in total. And it was reported in the Financial Post article yesterday in a kind of rather negative way, but clearly the writer did not understand how these plans work. Our company grew in size by about 3 times in size from when the original plan was put in place, and we have never, up until this point in time, even granted a unit because we were externally managed. But as we grew in size, we right-sized the plan, and the plan is put in place with intentions of it being there for a decade to serve the purpose of, or more, to serve the purpose of compensation for employees. So it's just typical of any REIT, and that was all done in consultation with Huggison and prior to any of this Electra or anything else going on at the special committee.
Okay, that helps. It's clarifies
okay.
Maybe some of the issue there. Thanks. I'll hand it back.
Yeah. Not at all. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press star followed by 1. There are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
Thank you, operator. So on behalf of Samantha, Scott, Andrew, and the entire Pure Multifamily Management team, we'd like to thank you for spending time with us today. If you have any questions at all regarding our business, please do not hesitate to call us at any time. Thanks.